The more you begin to investigate what we think we understand, where we came from, what we think we're doing, the more you begin to see we've been lied to. We've been lied to by every institution. What makes you think for 1 minute that the religious institution is the only one that's never been touched? The religious institutions of this world are at the bottom of the dirt. The religious institutions in this world are put there by the same people who gave you your government, your corrupt education, who set up your international banking cartels, because our masters don't give a damn about you or your family. All they care about is what they have always cared about, and that's controlling the whole damn world. We have been misled away from the true and divine presence in the universe that men have called God. I don't know what God is, but I know what He isn't. And unless and until you are prepared to look at the whole truth, and wherever it may go, whoever it may lead to, if you want to look the other way, or if you want to play favorites, then somewhere along the line, you're going to find out you're messing with divine justice. The more you educate yourself, the more you understand where things come from, the more obvious things become, and you begin to see lies everywhere. You have to know the truth and seek the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, September 24th, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thank you so much for checking out episode number 90. This motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Montana time. How the fuck are you doing?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm fucking awesome. Awesome. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Wednesday night show. Fucking episode 90, dude.
Oh, God.
Remember when we were at 70?
Yeah, and we're like, we're almost to 100.
You're like, no, we're not. How? And I'm like, because 75 is almost 80, and that's almost 90. Now we're at 90, and that's fucking 10 more, dude.
10 more. That's, you know, so close.
You know who else is at episode 90?
Brian is in you.
Yes. Oh, man, that's so awesome to be like,
we've catching, caught up to them.
Yeah, and not even just like anybody, but like the shows that I listen to, that I listened to before we were doing this. It's like when we catch up to Sick and Wrong, I'm going to shit my fucking pants.
Yeah, it's
going to
be amazing.
I'm going to put those pants in a box. I'm going to send it to Dee and Lance and be like, this is for you guys.
Or like when we catch up to Yeah Dude.
Holy Christ.
Because they're about the same as Sick and Wrong.
Yeah, they're up around 130, 120, 130,
yeah, something like that.
So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/chat is where everyone's hanging out at. Thejamhole.com/feedback is where you go to type shit that we read on the show, because the Jesus fuck, I can't even keep up. I can't even look at the chat room
the
while
jam
I'm
hole
doing
feedback-a-tron.
This. Yes, the feedback-a-tron.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, 26, for setting that up. Also, if you haven't already nominated us, we are going to try and win some fucking shit here. Podcast awards. We want the nomination for the mature category.
Or comedy.
Or comedy.
Or both. You can nominate us for any of them.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Just go
whatever.
There. Put in the jam hole for all that shit. I give a fuck. And then after starting October 1st, every day, from October 1st till October 31st, we all have to go there and vote. I'll be doing it from everywhere. You'll be doing it.
Yep.
Everywhere.
Of
friends.
Course.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Every computer
I'll
you
go,
can use.
I'll go to my fucking mom's house and do that shit. Actually, I'll try and just call her up and be like, hey, man.
She should just do it anyway because she's listening.
Oh, yeah. She lit. Fuck. Mom. What the fuck?
Do it.
Christ. Nice job, by the way. So, yeah, we got a few things to get to. Also, we have been kicking some ass with those Google ads.
Yes.
Like, I love just the fact that you put a few bits of code in there, and then I go to this thing every day, and we're almost to $15.
Woo, just clicking on it once
a
day.
That's so fucking awesome. So, thejamhole.com/donate. If you like the show, show us some support. Toss us $5. If you're broke, just go to thejamhole.com, click on some fucking ads. Click on that shit.
I would say only click on one of the ads once, like each ad. There's two ads on the page.
Right.
Like, and click on each of them once every day.
Yeah. Don't overdo it. Because then I don't know.
Then they shut down our account.
Honestly, though, can Google monitor everybody that has an AdSense account? Like, that's
I think they just have...
Maybe Google just knows.
No,
isn't
that
creepy?
I think there's some kind of thing where it monitors, like, how many clicks they're getting in a day.
Google is like Toucan Sam. It knows.
Let me say what I'm trying to say. It monitors the amount of clicks per IP a day. So, like, like if they get a bunch of clicks on these ads in one day from the same IP, it throws
up
a red flag.
Has that person actually bought anything?
No, just clicking.
Who cares?
I keep clicking on it and looking at stuff, but it's all shit. I don't want it.
I know. Yeah, right?
That's why I keep doing it.
I already have a podcast. I don't need free podcasting software.
Yeah, I
got
it.
It's called Cool Edit Pro 2.1. Thank you, Peter Quisgard.
Whoever you are.
Holy shit. So I just got one thing before we get into a little project we did today. I was in Polson delivering today, and I bust out my shit because it's like 10 stops, you know? It's like get stoned, fucking drive, wake up. I'm in Polson. Oh,
wake
cool.
up. That's
Polson.
Good.
Well, come to.
Right.
No, wake up. Whatever.
Of course.
So I'm in I fucking do that shit, and I'm like, huh, it's like noon. What the fuck am I going to do now? I got stickers.
Yes.
Awesome. So I fucking go around to a bunch of places, and I'm putting up stickers. And
Did you take pictures?
Yeah, took pictures, and I tried to send them to thejamhole.com/forms, because I have a thing where I can send it from my phone, and it puts a picture post. But it wasn't having it, so I don't know. I'll put them up after the show.
God damn it, you forms.
But the one, I put them out on this old country road, where it's just, there's a sign, but there's nothing on the sign. So I threw a Keith and the Girl sticker, Jamhole sticker there. And then the last place I went to, it's down by the river or by Flathead Lake, and there's a bathroom in there, and it's kind of shitty looking, like maybe this is where junkies hang out to shoot dope.
Oh, perfect.
Maybe that's why I was attracted to it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And you're like, this is a perfect spot for a sticker.
If only I had some fucking dope to shoot. Holy shit. So I go
in there. Two birds with one stone.
I know, right? So I go in there, and I go into the actual stall where there's the toilet that you can sit down on.
Ooh, fun.
I know. And
that's gross.
It stinks in there, and I'm just like, man. But I know a lot of people are going to go in there, so fuck it. I lift up the seat, and I was so proud of myself that I didn't wear gloves. I don't know, proud or amazed.
I would have grabbed some toilet paper.
Didn't
and
even do
up.
That.
Wow.
And I don't even like opening doors and shit.
Yeah. Because
I can feel the germs.
I use my
grease.
Sleeves.
Well, that's good, though, because then your sleeves are hanging out all day.
Well, then
with
I just
you.
Wash my... I only wear a shirt for a day.
Oh. See, I can get like a week out of this. Okay. So I lift up the thing, and on the bottom of the bowl part that you sit on, like you lift up the thing you sit on to piss.
Right.
So on the bottom of the thing you lift up, it's...
Right, the lid.
Right, but not the lid that
the cover.
Covers it.
Oh.
Okay. Wait. So you have your toilet, right?
Right.
Normal toilets have two parts. The lid that covers
it. Right, and then the seat you sit on.
The seat. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Public restrooms, they generally don't have the lid.
Right,
they just
have
the seat.
Right.
Okay. Are we all with me?
I'm there.
Are you good?
I'm good.
Okay. So I lift up the seat, bare hands.
Ooh.
Right. And the bottom part of it is just big enough for a jam hole sticker. So I'm like, fucking right on.
But how many people piss in those ones?
Oh, I do.
Really?
I don't piss in urinal. Like,
I
that's
used to
weird.
Just use the urinal.
I don't like doing that. What if some dude walks up and all of a sudden you look down and there's like four sets of shoes instead of just two? Like, that's weird, dude. I'm not into that. I get in there and I shut the door and I lock it. And then I pull out my privacy police thing I stole from Carnival Cruise Lines and I set that on the door.
No, you don't. It's sitting right there on the wall.
I just put it back up there.
You're a liar.
Don't fuck yourself. So I put the sticker on there, took a picture of it. Cool. And I go out and I notice the latrine part, the place where, you know, guys would just piss into, right?
Yeah.
And it's just looking at me like, I need a sticker right here. I don't care if I get pissed on. I mean, I've had those stickers on my car forever now.
Oh, and the ones on the signs and stuff?
Oh, they're golden. Like,
through all that rain and stuff?
And all that urine and shit?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. No way. So I'm like, all right, whatever, why not? So I go back to the truck, grab the sticker, go back in there, fucking, and I stick it on there with my hands.
Yes.
And I'm using the back of my finger, rubbing it, and... Of course, I'm not just on the sticker. Like, part of my hand is going on the toilet part.
Right.
And this is the inside of it. Like, this is where the piss hits and then dribbles down.
Yeah, like, you got piss on your hand for sure.
I probably did. So
did you wash your hand?
No, because... Check this shit out. It's so... The sink was just so disgusting. Like, the toilet was cleaner than the sink. Right? So...
Okay.
I just... And I didn't even think about it, because I didn't go in there and piss.
Yeah.
So I'm not...
But still, like, you walked into that fucking mess. Like, I just walking in there, I'm washing my hands.
Well, whatever. I didn't think nothing of it. So I get back in the truck, and I'm hanging out, just chilling, listening to Distorted View, and fucking reading, writing, whatever, and I get ready to go, so I fucking head out, and I'm driving and shit, and the munchies hit me a little bit, so I fucking reach into my bag of Chex Mix... And I'm eating them, and I'm eating them. And, like, the fourth handful of Chex Mix...
Ooh, as you're, I fucking like, licking off your fingers.
I get into my mouth, and I... Like, I happen to be inhaling as I'm putting them into my mouth.
Do you inhale piss fumes from your...
Yeah. I smelled urine on my fingers. And
after you just got done licking them all off.
Yeah. And it didn't even occur to me till I smelled it, and then I was like... You just had your hands in a shitty toilet and a fucking urinal.
Yeah.
Cool, Matt.
You got shit and piss in your mouth
in
now.
My Chex Mix.
Not, yeah.
I have to say, though, they did taste good.
Multiple people shit and piss, not just one person.
But it was bold party mix, so it masked the taste. Right. So that was how my day
apparently
went today.
In Sweden, it's considered rude to piss standing up. Like,
really?
For guys, too.
Well, see, I'm the most not rude person. No, see, I don't sit down in there.
Especially in a public bathroom. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I just
lay down toilet paper on the seat before I sit down.
26 says, as I've said, no one is too broke to donate $5. They are just being ... I agree. You guys are being ... I don't know. Did you turn on the bad word filter?
No.
Is it on automatically?
Is there a bad word filter?
Apparently.
I didn't see one. Maybe he just typed it that way.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so... Oh, what the fuck was I saying? Oh, yeah. Do you do that? Like,
what?
Do our listeners, do our fans, do you guys, if you use public restrooms, will you just go piss in the urinal?
I just use the urinal, yeah. Like,
really? See, I'm not
that... I don't have to touch anything.
Well, it's because you're gay. I'm not that into
How
standing...
How is that?
You like standing next to other dudes with their dicks
well,
in their hands
no
while
fucking...
your dick is in your hand? No,
yeah, but...
that's not gay at all, dude.
Okay.
Cool. So if I sat here right
shut
now...
Shut the fuck
hold
up
on.
First.
If I sat here right now with my dick in my hand and you sat here also with your dick in your hand, that wouldn't be gay at
but
all.
But you don't look at it and you're pissing. You're not just sitting there with your fucking dick
but
on your
right
hand.
But you're right there.
You, but you're pissing.
You like, tell me you never fucking kind of peeked
I
over.
Never do.
You're a liar.
I never.
You are a fucking liar.
See,
I know you have.
But the thing... fuck you.
I know you have.
No, but the thing
and
is...
now you want to fuck me. Cool.
With the... Yeah,
no,
right.
Tell me what the thing is.
The thing is... I
what
only,
it is, brother.
Pretty much all the urinals I ever use, there's either only one urinal in the bathroom, so if there's someone using it, you go to the stall, or there's a couple and they have that big board
when
in between them.
When someone's using it, I like to wait in line, but like right next to just, them. Like right in back
right
of them, like
looking over his shoulder
resting on their shoulder. Yeah. You feel that?
No, but like if there's a row of urinals and there's no like big board in between so you like can't see anything except like their head, like then I'll go use a stall.
Yeah, I don't know. I just maybe I was just brought up better than you. I don't know.
How is that better?
That's disgusting. I guess this coming from the guy that ate pissy Chex Mix.
Yeah, you're the one that ate shit
whatever.
And piss.
I didn't
Jesus.
Think of it. You're, I don't know. I don't
you
like.
You were brought up better and you shit your
I
pants, too.
That was a fucking accident. And you ask my mom, the last what? Time I shit my pants was when I was a baby.
Yeah.
I don't even think I shit my pants when I was a baby.
You shit your diaper, I imagine.
No. I didn't wear diapers ever. No? I think it was straight to the boxers, and then I turned like 11. I was like, nah, I'm good with these. And then it's been free balling ever since.
Maybe you just didn't shit when you were a kid, because you only shit like once a week.
That's how... That fuck you, dude. You don't. If you shit more than that, like, you're just wasting time. That's like if you shake your dick after pissing more than a few times, you're fucking playing
with
it.
But it's not like I can help it. Like, I shit when I need to shit.
You
don't
fucking hold that shit.
No, that's uncomfortable as hell.
But see, those once
that
a week
that is not good
shits,
for you either.
The once a week that I do shit, it is the most majestic shit I've ever shat ever. And anyone has ever. So, whatever. Okay, so moving on. So I didn't really have much to talk about today, in case you haven't noticed. So I went to pick up Brayden, and I'm like, grab a notebook, grab a piece of paper, grab a pen.
Mm-hmm.
It's project time.
Yes.
So basically what we did, if you guys are local, you will know, Kalispell Center Mall, our mall, the only mall we have in this valley, thank God, is very small. It's not like in most normal cities, they have 2 to 3 story malls
right,
at least. And you can't really see from one end of the other to, or from one end to the other. Like in our mall, you can stand at the hotel end of it and look down and see the Orange Julius.
Yeah, you can, when you walk in from the far end, like it's just a big long line. Like you,
right,
you walk in from the far end on one side, you can see to the other end. And that's all there is.
Right, yeah, and that's it. Like,
yeah,
literally.
If
that's
you,
all there
if
is.
If you go in the one of the doors, walk straight through, it'll take you about 60 seconds to right, just walk casually.
So the project was, I dropped him off on one end of the mall. I drove to the other end, got myself out, and we both started on opposite ends of the mall. And the idea was to write down the first 5 things that we each saw. I have 5 things. You?
Yes.
You have 5 things?
Yes.
Okay. The first 5 things that we saw walking through the mall that just pissed us off, that made us want to go up to whatever it was we saw and either punch it or kill it or kick it down some stairs or whatever. Just the first 5 things. So, I will start things off. The first thing I saw, older women who try to look younger than they actually are by wearing their daughter's clothing. Did you see any of this? And the main thing I noticed was, like, these women that are in their, like, late 30s, early 40s, dressing up in girls' clothes
right,
with those stupid sunglasses girls nowadays wear, girls more
those
your age.
Those huge ones.
Yeah, like,
they're, like, girly aviators.
When did that become cool?
Yeah, they're, like, bigger than your fucking face.
Like, super troopers.
Yeah.
They all have, like,
they,
those kind
of aviators.
Yeah.
But they're girl versions.
Who the fuck made that cool? Like, those are the oh, you're a douche if you even own a pair of those. And I know, like, 3 people in our fucking chat room right now are like, dude,
I own I have, like,
fuck
8
your
pairs.
Show. It's irrelevant. Go fuck yourself. All right, so, yeah, that pissed me off. That made me want to just run up to her and just be like, duh, act your age. What did you have?
The first thing I saw when I walked in there was these, like, 2 girls. They had to be no older than, like, 12.
Right.
They're fucking dressed up, like, all super slutty, like, skirt. Like, I can see the bottom of their ass practically hanging out.
Yummy.
Yeah, like, all their, like, their shirts, like, the shirt's like a fucking 2-year-old's shirt. Like,
were they fat, though?
No.
Or were they sexy?
These ones were not.
They were hot. For
well,
12-year-olds.
I wouldn't say they were hot, but they
you
weren't
would
fat.
You would say they were hot.
No, they weren't
I'll
hot. They just
it.
Weren't fat.
They were hot for 12-year-olds.
You didn't see them.
Au contraire.
Okay.
My number 2. Girls who dress like they are over 18.
Yes.
When in reality, nay. They are not over
far
18.
Far from it.
They are not over 15.
At least 6 more years to go.
Right. So it's like, you got to find that happy medium where maybe she's not quite 40, but she's for sure over 18, but she right. still dresses. Like, come on.
Yeah, it's
adult.
Like, you're so fucking confusing. Like, how am I supposed to tell, like,
how
what you are?
How am I supposed to tap that poo nanny when you're fucking with my mind
yeah.
signals, bitch?
Like, dress your
fuck?
Age so I know, like,
yeah.
if it's okay.
Or, like we said before, just bells. If you're under 18, put a bell around your neck. You hear the bell, you're not even going to look twice.
Yep.
All right, so yeah, that was my second thing. What was your second thing?
Kind of what you were talking about. All these fucking, like, a lot of, like, not even younger girls, but a little bit older, I'd say, like, at least 18,
hey.
Like, older.
Hey. it's hot in here. You want to take your shirt off?
No.
I did.
But these fat fucking girls with, like, these clothes that these 12-year-olds are wearing. Fucking fat hanging out. Just these rolls hanging right, there. Like they're all trying to be sexy.
Like, if they weighed what they should for how old they right. were, it would fit them.
Like, you would probably look pretty good. Is but that, since there's, like, 200 extra pounds there.
Is that an overextensive use of wishful thinking?
Yeah.
Like, if I buy clothes this size, eventually I'll fit into that. No, you're gonna wear them, stretch them out, and then that's it.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
I'm gonna look at you and go, "Oh God, come on!"
When you're as fat as these fucking girls that I saw,
hey, I used to be. I know I didn't wear little girly clothes.
Are you sure?
Maybe.
But when you're as fat as these girls, you are not allowed to wear high heel shoes,
right?
Short skirts or fucking skirts at all. I don't care
how long it
is.
How about the only thing you are allowed to wear if you're fat like that is a fucking tarp?
Yes,
let's
just a
leave
big
it at
tarp.
That. You can decorate. Feel free to fucking paint your tarp any color. Tie
dye whatever you want.
Put
on
fucking
it.
Beads on this. I don't give a fuck. It better be a tarp.
I better not see any skin hanging
no,
out.
No, that's right. We're sending your ass to Iraq.
Yeah.
Where you'll be treated with the respect you deserve,
right.
You fat fucking bitch. All right, third thing I wrote down. The redheaded douchebag that works at Radio Shack. And this is, I believe, the same kid. He's like, just a big, fat Cartman-looking kid. Red hair, glasses, freckles, the whole nine. And, like, whatever, I don't care what people look like
that.
Unless they're really just like, wow, really, like, need attention much?
Yeah.
But this kid, I've interacted with him before. That is the same fucking kid that when we were in there looking for cords and shit for mm-hmm. our fucking stuff to right. do other things
He's
with
like,
it.
Sorry, I can't do that.
He was just a fucking douche.
It's like, come on, it's $5.
What the
Not
fuck
even.
Do you
it was
do here for your job?
We were short like $2.
Oh, yeah, that. But I was just talking about like how it went. I was like, do you have any, I don't know. Like, just very.
Do you work here?
Right.
No, like, what are you doing here? Like,
this was the only shirt that fit because I'm a big fat fuck. You
yeah,
know?
It's like, no, I just kind of hang out here. Yeah. I mean, look at me. I'm a fucking geek.
And you know, the funny thing is, that kid knows fuck all about anything in that store.
Of course.
Yet he got the job over somebody like you or me that would have applied there that
yeah.
has all this experience with electronics, but
yeah, know about all that shit.
You're not fat enough or douchey enough to work here. I'm
right.
sorry.
Sorry, you are overqualified for
right?
this job.
All right, what was the next thing you had? Number four.
These fucking just old-ass people that are just falling apart. Like, you just walk by, and you're just like, oh.
Smells like death.
Yeah, you can just smell their flesh decaying, and they're like, their backs are, like, bent at a 90-degree angle with their cane, like, just shaking. Like, what are you doing here? Like, you should not be standing.
26 says, I like my tarps with Japanese calligraphy. Japanese symbols. What does that translate to?
Douche.
Yes. Thank you. All right. Yeah, for sure.
So many, too. Like, there was more fucking old people just waiting to die in that mall than there was teenage girls.
Yeah, it's like,
anyone.
Dude, is this the crematory?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Like, I think this is the new fucking nursing home.
Hey. Hello, who is it? Oh, it's 1952. He's looking for his children. You better go with that guy.
Yeah.
The next thing I wrote down was people that wear freedom shirts. And these, we saw, I forget what website it was, but while we were looking for news to do tonight, we saw something in the local news that said, in Montana, guess who's winning so far in the whole presidential election?
Oh, I fucking wonder.
Well, considering Montana hasn't been known to be racially accepting to black people,
right.
It's not Obama.
As you fucking had to experience it, the fucking gas station. Oh,
holy shit, yeah, hold on.
Oh,
we'll get
check
to
it
that.
Out, there's a nigger over there.
Did I say it that way?
Yes.
No, because
he was over in the gas station, like, fucking
okay,
5 feet away.
I was in the gas station.
You No, we were in Anna's.
No, you guys were in Anna's. He walked in when I was in the gas station part looking around.
Yeah.
I saw him. I
right.
came running. Like, I'm running through yeah. the gas station.
Like,
the
I'll
words,
get you.
Slug nug, like, boiling out of my mouth.
Yeah.
And I run in, and as I get into Anna's, like, I see Chris and David both looking at me, and all of a sudden they're like, Slugnut, and I fucking jump kick fucking Slugnut douche. And, like, I forget what happened, but, like, they're like, dude, he's looking over here. I'm like, oh, that's because you were all loud about, hey, look, there's a nigger. And I said that a little too loud.
He
and then
heard that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we said slug nug. He would have no idea what that means.
I think when a black person walks in and there's four white dudes staring at him.
We weren't staring at him.
Scene one, white dudes staring at him. Scene two, white dudes punching each other yelling slug nug. I know they're not the smartest apes in the planet, but right. I think they're going
to
figure
it out. Okay, but listen to me, though. You weren't with us. Like, what happened was the guy walked into Anna's. Like, he first walked into Anna's.
Did
and then
he?
Walked, yeah, and then
oh,
he walked
fuck me.
He walked past the counter into the gas
that
station.
That would have been awkward.
And as he walked, like, we saw him walk in, and he looked at us, and we're looking at him because he just walked
I'll
in.
I'll have a straw. We don't serve your types.
and then he looks away, and he's walking over there, and we all whisper to each other at the same time. We're like, slug duck. Like, we
and
whisper.
Then I come
and then, and then he goes up to the gas station, and you're fucking running.
Holy
you're
shit.
Just like, slug duck, and we're all like, slug duck at you. And and then you're just like, hey, you might as well just said, look at the nigger.
Oh my goodness.
It's like,
now I feel bad.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then I saw him like right after that. He was standing
slashing
in line.
Slashing our
tires. He was looking, he looked pissed.
But really, dude.
I felt
kind of
bad.
What are you going to do? You're kind of out of your element here. I mean, I don't want to sound like a fucking racist bigot, but I'm going to, you know, like,
oh,
really,
yeah,
what are you going to do? Get your buddies and, what? There's going to be like three of you? Come on, seriously.
Yeah,
and
like,
we're playing a game.
Yeah.
It's fun. If
but you
was,
it would have been fine if you wouldn't have said nigger. That's when it went downhill.
If it would have been a bunch of black people around playing a game called Slap Cracker or something like that.
Slap Cracker?
Slap Cracker, because there's more fucking black people than there are white people, I would play that shit too. I'd look in the mirror and be like, Slap Cracker. Ow. You know? Like, I mean, I don't know. It's... I don't know. I don't know how to defend this to make it sound
you
okay.
You can't. You're just trying to rationalize something that just has to... You can't.
That is not okay, Matt. That is not okay.
Speaking of black people, on our way on our way to Anna's to eat after the mall...
They like to be called niggers.
No, they don't like that
at all. I talked to one, and yes, they do.
No, they don't.
They called each other
that.
They called each other that a bunch.
Shut up.
They like it.
On our way to Anna's after the mall, we saw this fucking car that said... Had this bumper sticker. Oh, so funny. Nobama. Oh, so fucking clever.
Because his name is Obama.
Oh, yeah. Nobama. Right. And then there's a Ron Paul sticker.
Does that guy write for the Beacon?
Probably.
26 says, you could do a whole show on these douchey freedom shirts. Yeah, and it's a Cafe Press site. Yeah. That's awesome. So, yeah, back to my thing. It was this... bigger lady, glasses, and I think it was a Harley Davidson shirt, but it was a picture, wasn't it a gun? It was a gun that was had like gun smoke coming
out
of
it. Yeah,
and
it said like the key to freedom.
The key to freedom is like a smoking gun.
Yeah, and there was like a Harley logo.
Really?
Because
I have the key to freedom under my pillow. Fucking A.
Whoa.
No wonder I sleep so soundly at night.
Because you're free.
But it gets me that like, it's like the people, and we've said this before, the people that put the ribbons on their cars. They're like, well, I did my part. Yuppers.
Man, that girl was... had to be a dyke.
Oh,
she was
for
a butch, just so butch, just fucking
but,
scream
and
dyke.
It's like, I don't know. I don't really like wearing any kind of shirts like that. Like, if you look at my wardrobe, it's all just blank colors, like earthy
or
colors.
Or it says 404 not found,
meh.
Or like,
shit like
hey,
that.
Look at me, I'm a geek.
But like, I could never see myself wearing something like that.
Yeah.
And I don't get why these people, like, wow, way to support freedom. Like, what the fuck is freedom anyway?
Yeah.
It's a fucking word. Cool, guys. That's like me wearing a shirt that says telepathy on it or something.
Right.
Like, something like that. It's like religion. Or I don't know. It just seems really stupid.
What I really
hate... But you
hate-
know what? It's things like that that make things like these colors don't run so fucking funny.
What I also really hate is those fucking shirts with like those whole phrases written on them. And you, whenever you see them, you gotta fucking read
right,
the thing.
And
it's always something
it and
stupid.
It's like,
you're like, ugh,
if you're reading this,
you're
stop staring at my tits.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny because I'm looking at your tits, but I'm really reading it. But
Hey.
Yeah. Just die.
You suck.
All right, what was the next thing you had? Number five.
all these fucking fat fucks just sitting in the mall eating more fucking like Dairy Queen or like Orange Julius or
they do like
whatever.
Two, they do like two laps around. They're like, oh, time,
not even. They get in their fucking electric wheelchairs that their fat is overflowing. It's a sags off the sides of the wheelchair. And then they go to Dairy Queen and get like five of the fucking biggest meals they can and just sit there and scarf it down.
A Diet Coke.
Of course.
Because I'm on a diet.
Yeah.
Trying to watch my calories. Did you know Tic Tacs are a half calorie each?
Wow.
Wow. Okay, last thing I wrote down was big displays of stupid shit.
Everywhere.
Like, I don't know. It's not always in the mall, but it just happened to be, like, in the middle of the mall. There's these
like
tables.
Everywhere, though.
And it looks like science fair projects with all these things about, like, drug use or
homeless
is
shelters,
your child retarded? Or, there's help for you. Shit like that. So, like, and what I found out is a lot of it is telling people things they should already know. Like,
right.
There was this one thing, and I forget what it said, but it was something about, fuck me. It was something about, like, raising kids, and they're like, family values starts out with family. It's like, no shit. Oh, wow. What would we do without things like that?
And it's sad because the people that go up and read those are like, oh, really?
So I took the liberty of taking a few choice. What?
I got one more.
Like, the second part of that was bitches who think they're too good to listen to the jam hole.
Yeah.
And then going along with that, ugly bitches that walk out of a store that's called the Beauty Connection. That, I'm just, really?
Well, it's because
you know that's a waste of money?
No, it's because they're fat and ugly, and they're going there to get connected to beauty. Like,
but you know that's like a physical impossibility, right?
Well,
that's like me grabbing your ass
maybe,
from where I'm
maybe
at.
Maybe it's a place
wishful
where
thinking, no, like buying shirts.
It's a liposuction store. Like,
it's a fucking haircut place.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. It just seemed really ironic that, like, here comes Moo the cow walking out of this place called the Beauty. Yeah, I don't know. So go ahead. What was your last thing? And then, like I said, I did grab some pamphlets from a few of these stands, and we're gonna do a public service after you read that, and we're gonna inform you on issues, things you need to know
that
because
you should
if
know
you
already.
Don't, you're in trouble, dude.
Yeah.
You need to know.
Anyway. People with, like, six fucking kids. And they weren't even, like, Mexican, so there's no excuse.
Because like, if they were Mexican, I would understand.
Well, yeah, because they all have fucking tons of kids. Like,
or Mormon. Maybe they were Mormon. Did you ask?
No, I didn't.
I would have asked.
No, but there
ma'am, inquiring minds want to know, what is your religion?
It was, like, this couple, like, this man and this woman, they were, like, at least, like, mid-40s, and they had, like, five or six fucking kids, and it wasn't the only couple I saw. Like, there was another couple with, like, three little kids, and they're, like, all the same age somehow.
Yeah, like is that necessary?
Yeah, how many of these things do you need?
Hey, way to do your part, friend.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand not wanting to do housework just as much as anybody else, but, like, one or two will get her done.
Two tops.
I mean, what the fuck? Are we opening up a sweatshop here?
Yeah.
Or, like, what are you doing?
Like,
I don't know if you know this or not, but we're running out of shit.
Yeah,
like room.
It's kind of crowded here.
Oil
for
a big fucking stinky number two.
Yes, jobs.
We're taking our jobs. Okay, so was that your number five?
That was my number five.
Okay, so moving right along here. The first piece of informative paper. God, I can't read this.
It's very small print.
No, well, no, because if I hold it up where I can see it, my monitor. Okay, there. So the first piece of paper here, it is a big red piece of paper, and it says 27 red flags to look for in a dating relationship. Now, we had to put this here because you guys don't know, clearly. I mean, I go out day to day and see all these people in fucked up relationships, so listen up, everybody. Number one, mood swings. Really? That was what I loved about her. Number two, any kind of violence. Like, these are things that people had to actually sit down to write out then make a bunch of copies of it. And like, then be like, you guys need to know this. If you're in a relationship that involves any kind of violence, that's a red flag.
That means you shouldn't
that
be
means
in it.
No good.
No.
No good.
The bad situation.
Number three, he says, quote, "You're the only person for me," or quote, "I don't need anyone else but you." That's weird. I've said that before.
Yeah, that doesn't.
Granted, I was cheating on the bitch, but I mean, come on.
But that, I don't know.
Is that a red flag?
I don't think so.
Hey, you're the only one for me.
That's a lie.
Red flag. Technical foul. Too many liars on the.
No, but seriously, that doesn't seem like that could totally be something you meant about that person if you're really into someone.
Number four. Yeah, right?
I mean, you could honestly feel that way.
Hey, people need to know this. Number four, double standard. Boys night out. She asks permission. Mm. Well, she's the woman. She should have to ask. Right.
Are the dishes done? Did you do the laundry?
Then fuck no, you ain't leaving this house till that shit's done. Now get your ass back in that kitchen, bitch. And then you smack her. Just a little love.
Right.
Pat.
Right on the ass.
Right.
just hard
you
enough so there's a little
hard
know,
enough
slap.
To where she has to stumble 2 to 3 steps. Right. Any more than that, or if she hits the ground, you're getting into red flag.
And it's
got to
make a mild, like, slapping sound.
Red flag territory. Yeah, you want it to sound something like this. Ah!
Yeah.
And make sure if she doesn't afterwards, you're not doing it hard enough.
Nope.
Number five, he doesn't meet her needs or keep promises. Like, do you need to be told this? Man, I love him, but he doesn't do what he says, and he breaks promises all the time.
Yeah, like, he's a liar. Like,
no, that sounds good. That's healthy. You need to go with that.
Yeah, you should want to still be with that person for sure.
Number six, he gets her to talk about herself, but doesn't give much information about himself. And I can see that. I mean, the more information about a girl you give to her, the easier she's going to track you down and find you once she comes collecting for the child support.
Right.
So, I mean, I always say keep it mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven, she feels an attraction to his strength, physical and emotional. For example, he'll take care of you. That's a red flag.
You do not want him to take care of you.
No.
Terrible.
You want him to beat that ass every fucking night.
I don't get that one. They're like saying you don't want to be with someone who's violent and going to beat you, but you don't want to be with someone who's strong enough to take care of you.
Right.
That makes sense.
Well, completely.
This is going to fuck people up even more.
Number eight, he has a family history of abuse.
Hmm.
So that pretty much narrows down everybody in the valley. Well,
yeah.
Good luck, ladies.
Wow.
Number nine, she is disturbed by his use of alcohol or drugs. In parentheses.
That also narrows out everyone.
Right? At least 50% of batterings. Batterings? Like the battering ram? batterings involve alcohol or drug use.
I believe the battering ram is a sexual position.
Yes. Very well. That's awesome. She is disturbed by it. Like, man, you are disturbing me right now.
Yes.
You need to lay off that. I'll tell you when I've had enough. Go get me another. Bring your sister in here. She knows how to make a drink. Number 11. How do you feel about yourself when you're with him? Do you feel battered?
Possibly.
Well, then you're on the right track. Oh, wow.
That was one of the things we saw there at the mall, was a battered woman's thing.
I know.
And then, like, for teenagers, it was, like, abusive relationships or whatever.
Yeah. Mm. That's start them off young, man.
Yep.
It's my motto, right? Number 12.
Hey, they're the ones fucking starting themselves off young.
That's
dressing
right.
Like they're 21
you don't
when they're 12.
Fucking try to trick me. I won't try to fucking put shit in your drink.
Like
and make
that girl
pass
at the
out.
College.
Exactly.
Fuck.
And quit sending me fucking stupid text messages.
She's
forwards. Still?
God damn.
Now, every time she does that, I just text back. Bored much?
It's like, hey.
Can
fuck
you take
you.
Me out of the grouping that says all of my other 14-year-old friends?
Please.
Because.
Just
holy
tell
fuck.
Her to erase your number out of her
I
phone.
I need to do that.
Just
but I'm saving her for some. I don't know what
for
it is. Like I have
16.
I have a girlfriend now. No, I don't know. Just something's going to happen to where I'm going to want to have her there for the show's
what?
Sake. I don't know.
What?
Better safe
than
sorry.
Give me one reason. One remotely possible
I have absolutely
reason.
Nothing to talk about and we call her on the show. I don't
oh,
know.
That, we should almost
see?
Do that anyway.
You call her up right now? No,
yeah,
we got this to get through, and then we got to do some news. Excuse me. All right, where am I? Number 12. Watch it for information passed on by friends or how they act when he's around.
Oh, yeah, because they tell the truth.
Right. Like, because they're not trying to fuck you also.
Yeah. They're especially like, oh, the guy friend.
Hey, here she comes. Shh. Hi. Wow, that's weird, guys.
Whoa.
Every time I come around them, I don't know. They're so quiet. Yeah. They always look in my direction and they're like,
yeah, they're
making
standing
weird hand motions.
They stand in a group and they're all talking about something, and then one of them looks over and I hear him go shh, and
what
then they
is,
stop talking.
Is the dude is around the corner with his other bro friend, like
right,
fucking him in the ass, and they're like, dude, she's coming, get your dick out of his ass. Is that what they mean?
I don't know. Really.
13, watch for a very exclusive relationship. Quote, we're each other's best friends.
Is
I think what
these thing?
Ones, the ones that were like, what does that even mean? It's trying to say, I think that if he's trying to just be like, oh, you don't need other people, we're each other's best friends. Like, he's trying to shelter the woman from going out and meeting her own friends.
Right.
And then learning that,
the
oh,
guys.
This guy's a huge douche.
Yeah.
Because love is blind, especially when it comes to douchetry.
Mm-hmm.
So, number 14, excessive jealousy. Number 15, pressure to get married. Is it, wait, so this is for guys or girls, right? Like, if a girl's like, when are we gonna get married? When are we, red flag, dude! Like, what are you doing?
Well, and when a guy says it, it's because he's like, you need to get married to me soon before some other guy, like,
before you figure out I'm a huge
yeah,
douche.
Before you meet some nice guy who's gonna treat you well, and
because,
you're gonna be like, whoa, this guy's an asshole.
Because the cool spoiler and the non-matching primer paint job and the sound of didn't give it away that
no.
I'm a huge douche.
Right.
Right. Okay. Wow. Number 16, he's over solicitous, too good to be true. I hear that shit. When they're too good to be true, they're liars. Always.
Mm-hmm. Well, because they're lying
and
making themselves sound better.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you find one that's fucking cuckoo's magoo's in the head.
Right, like what you did.
Exactly. See how happy I am? Oh, man.
Because they're the honest
ones. Not only do you get wicked, awesome, crazy ball gag sex, but like they're crazy. Like, it's a I don't even know how to explain it. It's like a comic book, a choose your own adventure, and every day it starts over with completely
it's a new adventure.
New and random adventures. It's awesome.
You
I
never
love it.
Know what's going to happen.
She's so great. Number 17, beware if you feel defensive, a need to justify what you do, who your friends are, what you wear. Oh, if he's like, "Honey, aren't you a little too big, if you know what I mean, to be wearing that?" Then he's trying to help you.
Yeah.
But I don't know. If he gets like, or if she even, if they're like, "What are you doing? Why are you always asking me questions?" Then maybe. It's
yeah.
Like, well, what are you doing? Can't you don't love me anymore. 18. Do you choose not to say how you feel because you don't want you don't wait to hurt his feelings or make him mad.
Wait?
Because after you hurt his feelings and make him mad,
he's going to beat you.
Well, don't piss us off then.
Don't do anything to make us mad.
I know.
Quit being bitches.
Do what we say. Dinner ready when I get home from work is not pizza. If you recall the PSA,
mm-hmm.
It is not pizza. And clean up. That's
yeah.
All.
Quit
suck
fucking lying
cock,
and cheating on me.
Suck my cock. Get fucked. Anal. Once a week, and we're good. Take the kids to school if you insisted on fucking reproducing our god-awful fucking genes. Our blue genes. 18, 19, he doesn't have any other friends, only you. If you're with a dude and, like, he has no friends
right.
except for you.
Or at least any good friends, even.
Right.
Like, he hangs out with people, but they really don't
or
like him.
Or he goes to hang out with people when you're not around.
Mm-hmm.
Red flag.
Big one.
And if you have to be told that, you deserve each other.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's see. I'm just going to randomly pick a few more here. When he is angry, he attacks your personhood. You're not a person. What? Why do you always say that?
I don't get it.
You seem to think I was a person when I was sucking your cock last night. Bah! You're not a person. Do past relationships include violence? He blames you or other people for the problems he's had in life. Well, I mean, did you cause the problems he has in life?
Yeah, I mean, be reasonable. Like,
yeah.
Some people do that. They blame problems that aren't theirs.
But then again, some people cause problems for other people.
Right.
It's
well, then that's
my broken laptop screen.
That's not what
that was her fault.
Yeah, that's not what they're talking about, though.
Oh.
I don't think they're talking about those situations. They're talking about the situations where they blame it, like, on that when it's their fault.
Like, I'm shooting drugs in the closet because I hate you type of, like, what could possibly be?
I mean,
that's when she comes in. She's like, oh, can I have a hit of that? No, bitch, go get your own. You
know,
I don't
know, just
like, I had to suck for these drugs?
Just
shit.
Problems with their, you know, life, I guess, just blaming it on the other person that they have nothing to do
with. Like,
I
have no money and no life anymore, and then it's her fault?
Yeah, just
but it
anything.
Is her fault. You insisted on having kids. There goes the money.
You insisted on being with the person.
Right?
Fucking leave.
Holy shit. I know.
But I love him so much. He says I'm his best friend.
Are you attracted to his little boy qualities? Have you ever heard that before?
I love his little boy qualities.
Never.
He's so cute.
Never. Who wrote this?
Holy I don't know. Where's the fucking person?
Let's see. How does he handle anger? By hitting me.
By hitting me.
How does he interact with his own family, mother, father, siblings? He's
hitting them.
Hitting them. He's traditional in gender roles. No room for change. Like, the girl cooks and cleans, the guy goes to work.
Right.
I mean, call me old-fashioned, but...
Well, there's no room for change, because I'm already perfect.
You're lucky you get to vote. Let's just leave it at that. Last one here. You have a plan to improve him. He'll get better with time.
No.
No, he won't.
Never happens.
Because you know what? In his mind, he's like, oh, I'll change her. She'll get better with time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how is that going to work?
Yeah, he said he was going to change. He's not. He just keeps saying
that. When he says he's going to change, he means his socks and underwear.
Yeah.
That only if you wash them.
You know why he tells you he's going to change? Because he can keep saying it over and over and over and over, and you believe it every time, thinking he will.
Because every time he says that, you're like, oh, okay, honey.
Yeah.
Oh, suck the dick. Oh, like, wow. You
like,
mean I can
falling
just,
for it.
I can be the same piece of shit douche that I'm always going
to
be.
I just have to say I'm going to change.
As long as I tell you I'm going to change.
Yeah.
And you'll just suck my cock.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking A.
Because you'll keep making the same mistake, expecting a different result.
So do you want to get married?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, wait. Red flag. All right. So that was that. Another piece of interesting information I got. It's called SAD, Students Against Destructive Decisions. Remember the five B's.
And one of them is a fucking lie because it's not
hold on.
Even.
You're getting ahead of ourselves.
I can't help it.
Now, whenever you guys are finding yourself in a destructive or bad situation, you remember the five B's. Beware. And that means you want to ask questions. Is it legal? Is it safe? Well, donkey shows are legal in Mexico. Well, why the fuck not? No. Beware. The donkey show does not involve a donkey.
Nay.
Beware. Bad idea. Is this a good idea?
Or is it
any
a bad
idea
one?
That is not safe nor legal?
Mm.
Better idea. Your idea to do something safe and legal and fun. So, like, your friends come over, they're like, oh, man, I got some awesome blow. We're going to snort coke. We're going to get hookers. And we're going to get fucked up tonight. You're like, the five B's. Better idea. Hey, guys, how about we not do cocaine and fuck hookers and have a good time, and instead we go to church youth group? And then you get punched in the face by all your friends. And then guess what? You don't have any more friends.
No, but the thing is, the people who think that way don't hang out with those kind of people. They're already at youth group.
Oh.
So they're fine.
Well, then why would they need this?
Because they're trying to get people who are in those situations out.
You're like, hey, I have a better idea. We snort the coke. Fuck the hookers. Then when they ask us to pay them, we kill the hookers.
What you do is you snort the coke off the hooker while you fuck them and kill them right when you come.
Yes. That is a better idea.
Yes.
Hey, that hooker should have beware.
Yeah, beware.
Bye for now. Be polite, but leave your friend to give him her time to think about your idea. Hey, I'm going to leave, but tomorrow, youth group, you think about it.
Right.
Can I bring the Coke?
Maybe a hooker.
No,
or
we'll
three.
Get some from the pastor. Don't you worry.
Right. It's
God
better.
Gets the good shit.
Yes.
And then buzz me. That's the last B.
A.K.A. call me.
Right, but because call doesn't start with a B.
Right, they,
had they
changed it to buzz.
Right, hey, buzz me.
Yes.
Hey, bro, what? I'll buzz you later.
Yes.
Broseph.
Bro.
Buzz me later, bro.
Right.
I'll buzz you later.
Who the fuck says, hey, you should buzz me later?
Hey.
You don't. Call me.
Don't even call me. Just fucking text me.
Yeah.
Because if you call me, you know that little button that says ignore? I'm pushing it.
I don't even have my ringer on.
I don't even have to push it. My phone goes auto-ignore after the first...
My phone recognizes that it says deuce calling. It's like,
is that
just
a red,
doesn't ring.
Is that a red flag? Every time you call his cell phone when he's out with friends, it goes to voicemail?
Instantly.
Red flag. So yeah, call me. Let your friend know that you are still friends and they can come play with you when it's safe and legal. Hey, friend, when cocaine and fucking whores is legal, buzz me. Buzz me, bro.
Right, because that means it's okay to do.
Buzz me. People, like, this is what they're teaching kids these days. No wonder all the kids growing up now are a bunch of whiny little sniffly pussies, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, come on. Come
26 says, the girl at my school that was in charge of SAD became a wicked, destructive drug fiend that's a total bitch that drove my friend to near suicide.
You think? Like, yeah. Kids, oh my God, yeah. They're like, man, that sounds good, but no, I shouldn't. But it sounds so... No, I couldn't. Oh, why the... And then they just explode.
Yep, that's it.
26 says, in health class, I had to make a song on dating violence. Rest assured, a video of it will be posted in the forums ASAP Monday night, because I'm doing it Monday. Nice. And then... What the fuck? Who's right. posting links in our fucking feedback?
Hey, fuck you.
Oh, that was 26.
Oh, okay.
Science Daily. Okay. Anyway. Oh,
get to that.
This?
Yes.
Do you want to even do this?
A little bit.
Okay. Well, the last piece of information I picked up is all about prescription drug abuse. This one is entitled...
This really brings it back to home for
I know,
you.
Right? Parents who care. What can you do? Tips for presenting tips for presenting prescription drug abuse. No, tips for preventing RX drug abuse. Think about your home. What prescription and over-the-counter drugs do you have? Where are they kept? Would you know if some were missing? It's like, where are they kept? Well, they're in my fucking night thing next to my gun and all the syringes that
right.
I use for injecting
in the
my
spoon.
Drugs. And the spoon.
Where else would it be?
I know, right? I mean, it's right next to my baby pictures.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, isn't that where it is for everyone?
Would you know if some were missing? I mean, I don't know. I get pretty fucked up, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. If
that's like that's like asking me, hey, would you know if a bullet out of your clip was missing?
Right.
Probably not.
No, the thing is, if you would notice that there was something missing, because when there was something missing, you'd be really high for some reason.
Or
you'd
get home
and
be like, man, I got one more left. What the fuck?
And then you go
Lucy,
kill people.
You have some explaining to do, you junkie bitch.
And then someone always dies.
Right. So these are the good news is that you can take steps. You can take them to immediately limit access to these drugs and help keep your teen drug free.
But what about you?
Hey, don't worry about me.
Yeah, okay.
We're worried about teens here.
Right. Because you can use it all you want when you have teens. You can be a hypocrite. That's cool.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It just
do as
seems...
I say, not as I do.
Well, yeah.
That's not
don't
bullshit.
Don't even do as I say. Because I might be fucked up. I might be telling you some effed up junk.
That's true. Just don't listen.
Episode 90.
Wow.
I know. Sorry, awesome. I just had to bring it back to that for a minute. Okay. So, in case
just
you guys...
basking in the light.
I know. A moment of silence for episode 90. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. So, as if you need to be told this stuff, but
right.
again, if they didn't need to be told, people wouldn't be telling them. So...
If you need to be told this stuff, you deserve to fucking fail. Because it's
right.
common sense that you should just know.
Like, no, I think you should leave all of your OxyContin and any other Class C drug
yeah.
just out in the open. Oh,
yeah.
If you have, like, babies and shit, leave it on the floor.
Oh, and if you have teenagers, just be like, hey, you want to try some of these? Because I know you're gonna.
Can you hold these for me?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna tell you right now, they will fuck you up. You will have the best time of your life. But if I catch you taking them, I'll buy you more.
It's like that one story where the kid goes up to his dad and he's like,
I learned it from watching you.
No, he's talking about partying. And his dad's like, you know what? I'm going to teach you how to party right.
Oh, yeah, that story and then, we did. And then he got those kids fucked
He
up.
Gave them Oxy and they died.
Yes.
They died that
and that's
night.
That's a good party.
That's how you party right.
Fucking A. I have not been partying correctly.
No, you're still alive.
I know. And man, when I was doing that shit, oh, holy shit. Like, I couldn't imagine how much he had to have. Unless they just...
Well, it was this teenage kid that's never done it before. How much does it
take?
Yeah,
because I guess when I first started, I wasn't doing like fucking 580s at once. But
right,
like
you
after,
don't do a lot.
After, you know, 4 years of doing
yeah,
it...
Yeah, you work your
it's
way
like,
up.
Man, this isn't working anymore. Yeah. One more, and then next week, one more after that. And right. Yeah, I could see that. Okay, so if you don't know, you better motherfucking ask somebody. It's jamhole.com. Safeguard all drugs at home. Monitor quantities and control access. It's like they're talking about some super secret thing here.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
No.
Do you need to go to that extent? Take
Apparently.
Note. Take note of how many pills are in a bottle or pill packet and keep track of refills.
Really?
This goes for your own medication as well as for your teen and other members of your pop filter household. Sorry. If you find you have to refill medication more often than expected, there could be a real problem.
You may be a junkie.
Like, maybe you're getting fucked up.
Yeah.
Someone may be taking your medication without your knowledge.
It could be you.
Did somebody called you?
Yeah.
Wow. If your teen has been prescribed a drug, be sure you control the medication and monitor dosages and refills. Set clear rules for teens about all drug use, including not sharing medicine or needles, and always following the medical provider's advice and dosages. I'm like, this is just mind-blowing to me. Like,
yeah.
So if I want to get fucked up, I should just not? Like, really?
What?
Don't crush them up. And don't snort them, because that'll get you fucked up. Okay, so if I want to get fucked up, I want to crush them up and snort them? Okay, cool. Like,
yeah, thanks for telling me.
Thanks, Dare. Jesus. Dare to get fucked up, huh? All right. Set clear rules. Make sure your teen uses prescription drugs only as directed by a medical provider and follows instructions. This includes proper dosage not using with other substances without medical provider's approval. Teens should never take prescription or OTC drugs with street drugs or alcohol. Now, what if they bought the prescription drugs on the street? Does that make it okay?
No.
Okay, what were you gonna say?
Snowbunny says this list could work for food too. Just replace all the drug stuff with food.
Monitor your dosages. Yeah. Nice, dude. You
keep,
fat fuck.
Keep count of how many Oreos are there.
I know, right? Do you find you're having to go to the store to refill your Oreo prescription more than normal?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody may be stealing
Someone
your Oreos.
Someone is gaining weight.
Right? I can smell you getting fatter. It's weird. If you have any questions on how to take a drug, email info@thejamhole.com or call your family physician or pharmacist. Be a good role model by following these same rules with your own medicine. So, like, don't tell your kid not to shoot up his Oxy when you take your Oxy and shoot up right in front of him. Like,
right.
If you're going to do that, go in the bathroom.
Yeah. Right. Like, just don't let him see it.
Right. Don't let your kids see you selling your Oxys to your friends. Be like, hey, you see what I just did right there? I ever catch you doing that, and you don't give me 10%, black eyes, you and you.
I'm not saying don't be a hypocrite. I'm just saying if you're going to be a hypocrite, don't let them know you're being a hypocrite.
Right. And I want my 10%.
Right.
Right. Oh, my God.
You want to pay rent? I didn't think so. Where's my 10%?
That's right, bitch. You can just pay me in
I'm
pills.
I'm 12. I don't care.
Pay me in pills, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I want. Properly conceal and dispose of old or unused medicines in the trash.
A.K.A. needles.
Yeah. In the trash called my fucking nose.
Right.
Like, who does that? I mean, I could throw a rock from my fucking balcony in any direction and hit somebody that's selling pills. Like, who does this, really?
Or any drug. Really? Yeah. Like anything.
I bet half the houses I go into that I deliver water to, if I just fucking went in their bathroom, into the medicine cabinet, boom, Pill Central.
Because mm-hmm. everybody's went to the bedroom or something.
It's because everybody's on something.
Yeah, everyone
and
does
now,
drugs.
They're just now realizing, this is getting a little out of control here.
Right. They're either getting prescription drugs and starting to abuse them, or they're getting street drugs.
You created the pharmaceutical equivalent of heroin, and you freely distributed it to anybody that had a minor fucking headache. Mm-hmm. Now this might be a problem?
Yes. When you make Oxy, you're like, hey, this stuff is so safe. You can give, you know, prescriptions to just about anyone with any kind of pain, and they'll have no trouble.
Amazing.
Hmm.
Ask friends and family to safeguard their prescription drugs as well. Talk to your teen about the dangers of abusing prescription over-the-counter drugs. These are powerful drugs that, when abused, can get you hella fucked up.
Did you say hella?
Yeah. Well, it said hella.
Really?
No, that's just what douchey street teens say, isn't it? I'm just trying to be hip.
That's hella cool.
Yo, this show's hella tight, son.
Shit.
If anybody ever comes up to you and says the word hella,
punch them in the face.
You'll be like, no. What'd you say, dude? I couldn't hear you. Come here. Hella. Boom! In the face! Oh, man, that hella fucking hurts. I hate that word. Oh, all right, that's it for that. So I think we're going to prescription the confessions today, and we're just going to do some news here. We'll each do a couple stories, then we'll get the fuck out of here.
Apparently, Paula has a love story here.
Oh, please. Wait, is it on the feedback?
No.
Oh, on the chat?
Yes.
Well, enlighten me.
So Paula says, I saw the fattest little kid I have ever seen this past week at the mall. He was in a carriage, and I am sure it was because he couldn't walk anymore. He, I think it was a he, was about 4 and must have weighed at least 150 pounds. He was all rolls.
Oh, can
I read? Those parents should be shot.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Can I read one confession and then we'll do some news? Okay. I just refreshed the screen and I saw this. I identify as a lesbian.
That's it?
No. When I have sex with my girlfriend, I imagine she's a guy fucking me so that I can get off. Does that make you a lesbian?
Why are you with a girl then?
Mostly, I just want real cock. What do I do?
Go get a real cock.
Really?
Wow.
Actually,
be with a guy, maybe.
Go find a chick with a real cock.
Go find
Maybe back in the day you'd be like, where would I find such a thing? But nowadays, anywhere.
If you like chicks and you like cock, you can have them both on the same person now.
I know, it's amazing.
Because there's people out there that have them both.
That, my friend, is freedom.
That's how free
and
we are here.
And hey, when freedom rings, I hit ignore. No, I don't. I answered. I said, hello, freedom.
Give it to me.
Can I help you? And freedom goes, yes. I need all these niggas. I need all these spicks, these wops, these gooks. I need them out of here. They're clouding up my freedom.
Okay racist.
Oh, I'm not.
Liar.
I'm not even gonna fucking anything.
Okay.
All right. You ready to do some news?
Sure.
Episode 90.
Yes.
Yes, right?
Really?
False start. Oh. Red flag.
Yep.
Ray? Ready?
Yep.
God,
gotcha.
You're a cunt. A cunt.
You cunt.
You cunt again.
You cunt. This one is called Hood Surfing Teen Gets Trapped Under Car. Ugh, bad idea.
You know what, though?
You should have looked at the sad thing and been like, is this a good idea?
You should have read the pamphlet.
Yes, you should beware. Think through this bad idea.
Though, that looks fun. Like, seeing those videos on YouTube.
They looked like they had fun.
Do a YouTube search for hood surfing. That shit looks crazy. That dude doing like 60 down the highway, like holding it. Oh, that looks like a rush.
It's kind of like the car rodeo where you like hold the thing on the seat.
Yeah,
so
but
moves
that's
freely,
totally inside. This is like you're holding on to the hood of the car doing like 60. And if you fall off the front,
you're
probably going to get run over.
Yeah.
Which is what sounds like happened here.
Or close. The father of a teen driver, Monday night after his daughter's friend was trapped under a car when she fell while hood surfing earlier in the day. The 16-year-old girl had to be airlifted to a Valley hospital after firefighters had to pull her from under the car, according to the fire department.
That's so awesome. I mean,
oh my God.
$1 million to have been in the car. Fuck it. $1.5 million to have been the driver. That's all.
I asked her why she was so stupid because she just got her license, her father said.
Oh,
The girl was riding on top of his daughter's moving car when she fell and was ran over by the vehicle in a neighborhood. firefighters had to use airbags to lift the friend's Ford Horse off the injured teen, according
to the police.
Why
didn't you just fucking put it in reverse and, like...
Because it probably run her over again.
She's dead! Does it matter?
I don't think she died.
What?
No, it doesn't say she died.
I thought she died.
Doesn't say that.
What were we listening to?
The victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries, aww, including a broken hip.
Boo.
She's fucked up, but didn't die.
You know, though, that's like that old saying I just made up, if you fall
How's
off...
it an old saying if you just made it
well,
up?
Well, I made it up
You
a
just
while
fucked
ago.
It up.
You just fucked it up.
I didn't.
You're getting a black eye after this. No, but like, if you fall off the horse, you get back up all on right. it again. Do you think this chick's going to be like, all right, I know what I did wrong. I got to focus.
I don't. I won't let go this
I'm getting
time.
Back on the horse.
Yeah.
I'm doing it. Come on.
One more try.
All right.
I never give up.
35. Let's do it.
My dad always taught me never to give up.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I have to show for it? A bad heroin addiction and a fucking fake hip.
And two black eyes.
Yes.
Come on. Let's see. Quote, we don't see them a whole lot. I'm hoping this is not a trend. It is. I'm hoping we don't find out this is something that's starting all over again.
Really?
It's happening everywhere, trust me.
It's a pandemic.
Yeah.
Kids are shooting up pills and then fucking hood surfing.
That's what being high on pills would do, making hood surfing sound like a good idea.
I don't know, man. You want to try that when I take you home? Sit on the hood of the car all the way to fucking your house?
No.
Do you think we would... Could you hold on to my car while I was driving down the highway?
I'd have to look at what I
Weaving in between cars with you on the hood going...
Not with you driving. Not with the way you drive.
I would be nice.
I'd fall off.
I'd rope you on there.
That doesn't count.
Okay, hold on. So, guys in the chat, we were gonna just play the Raging Clue game once a fucking week. I didn't know you guys were gonna be right on it. Do you want to play this every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday? Because we'll do it if you guys are gonna be posting them.
See, whenever we get one, we can do
but
it.
But me and you can't post them because then we can't play the game. Do you guys, okay, while you're reading it, you guys let us know. If you want us to do it, we'll do it, because there's one there waiting. We just were only going to do it once a week, so we were going to save that Raging Clue for next week. But if you guys want to do it 3 days a week or whenever, should we play it just whenever the next episode from when there's a new one
right,
posted?
Whenever there's a new one, we do it as soon as we do a new episode.
All
right,
well, let us know what you guys think in the chat. I'm looking at it, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless they really want to, like, be on it and make sure that there's always one every
well,
episode.
Well, if you guys can be on it and always have one ready for every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we'll fucking do it. I enjoyed that thoroughly.
I enjoyed seeing that image.
Well, I didn't enjoy that. No, but the game was fun. Okay,
yeah.
Continue.
Police have not decided yet whether or not to file charges against the driver or the victim.
Well, he was quoted as saying, stupidity's not yet a crime, but we're working on it. Hopefully with McCain in office, there'll be a lot of good change.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's it for that story.
All right, well, Paulo says, yeah, 26 says he'll go either way. And he says he can always find one, don't you worry. So should we just do it every time there's a new one?
Yeah, let's just always
all
do
right,
one
we'll,
when there's...
We'll do it at the end of the show, just remind me. All right, this one is called... Oh, man, this is great. This one is called Man Sues Maryland Doctor. He says, butt stapled shut. What? Butt stapled shut. What? Butt stapled shut. You want to staple up my butt? Staple it shut. You want to staple up my butt? Staple it shut. What? this one comes out of Baltimore, Maryland. A man alleging, not saying he did, definitely not saying he didn't, but alleging that a Maryland doctor stapled his rectum shut during an operation, causing him to go without defecating for 17 days.
Well, that's pretty much like you.
Once a week, 7 days. Probably it's more like 5 days. You I might poop every well. 5 days, I'd say. Uh-huh. I'll start marking it on the calendar on my phone.
All right, next time you take a shit, write it down.
I will.
And then the next time after that, okay. Write it down, see how long
Excuse
it's been.
Me. Anybody listening right now that's a member of the jamhole.com/forums, go into everything else. Make a forum post called Matt's Poop Schedule, and I will use that every time I poop. I will put
write it,
in it
down
there.
With the date and time.
Okay. I'll even take a picture of it. If
no.
You guys want to see
Do
my poop?
Do not need that.
You want to see my poop?
Not at all.
You want to staple up my butt? Staple it shut? What? Staple my butt? So do you think this doctor was like just operating on this guy and his asshole just kept farting and he's like, I'll show you asshole, fucking staple, problem solved. All right. Like, why else would you do that? He took his federal lawsuit to trial Monday in Baltimore. Ronald Watkins, 64, of West Virginia, owner of the stapled up rectum, is suing Manuel Cassiano. Well, there's your first mistake. Hey, it's Dr. Nick.
You don't go to Mexico when you need surgery done.
Before I do this open heart surgery, let me watch a quick instructional video.
Let me finish eating my taco.
Taco. Yeah, if your doctor's name is Manuel and his diploma looks like it was printed out on printer paper, like the normal kind.
And his signature is in crayon.
Rock. That's a red flag. Doctor in Frederick County for allegedly botching. I don't say he botched it. A 2004 surgery that left Watkins with permanent bowel problems. I'd say that's a problem solved, dude. You don't ever have to poop again. Like, is it, no? I mean, why are you looking at me like that? Is that not a problem?
It's a problem.
Do you have irritable bowel syndromes? Well, come to me, Dr. Manuel, and I will staple your butt
no,
shut.
Because
what? Staple your butt shut.
One problem with that.
What?
When you don't shit, it can kill you.
Oh,
like,
really?
If you never shit, you will die.
So can you just staple it up a little bit? So I just a little shit? No?
You still get back. Unless, like, you could, I don't know.
Quote, the reason for suing Dr. Cassiano is very simple. He's Mexican. No. His rectum was stapled shut. Is this a case of rectum damn near killed him? Yes. I've been waiting to use that in a relevant manner for, like, since we started this show. Thank you. Thank you for that. His rectum was stapled shut, said Julia Ladowski, who, with attorney Emily Malarkey. Your Honor, first of all, the people would just like to say, this is a bunch of malarkey. That's so awesome. Your last name's Malarkey? What? First name, Alotta. Emily Malarkey, representing Watkins and his wife Brenda, Lodowski told jurors in U.S. District Court that Watkins now experiences rectal discharge.
Oh, God.
And do you know, if, oh my God, if you experience rectal discharge, do you know what you have to do?
I don't know.
You need to wipe yourself between 12 and 15 times a day.
God, he's got to have the nastiest stains in his underwear.
I would just grab a staple remover and be like, well, easy problem solved. Oh! Like, could you imagine just taking the with the teeth and shit and just, oh, man.
I don't think,
you bend over, I'm going to bite down on this toilet paper roll, you just fucking remove it,
I think,
dude.
The problem's like, even greater than that.
It'd be like Pac-Man.
I think the problem is greater than that. I think the staples are inside his rectum. It's stapled shut on the inside, not his
So
butthole.
We're not talking spreading cheeks, there they are. We're talking
like
spreading
inside.
Cheeks.
Go inside. Insert here.
Ooh, I could not imagine that. I'd be like, you know what? I'll just stop eating. I'm good.
Yeah.
I can have a healthy shake, one for lunch, and probably a sensible dinner. Mm. I don't know. Wow. He's also had to have 4 unnecessary surgeries because of Cassiano's actions, Ladowski said.
You know what?
I'd say those were pretty necessary.
He should just, like, fucking stick a tampon over his ass or something. Or just like
for the discharge?
For like a maxi pad there.
I don't think the wiping 12 to 15 times a day is what he's really concerned about.
Yeah.
His wife's like, man, I used to love putting on the strap on and just fucking his asshole. He took that away from us. I want money.
Divorce.
No, I want money. And well, then I want divorce him.
And take all of his money and all of his shit.
The money I got, and I'm taking yours now. Yes, please. Excuse me. The doctor's attorney, Conrad Varner, said Watkins' bowels merely became swollen shut because of medical problems, not because of stapling. He's like, hey, man, that wasn't me. He's like, your asshole did that to itself. So, I mean, I could, if I was the judge, I'd be like, all right, well, we're going to obviously have to see if there's staples in there. Mr. Watkins, can you please approach the bench?
Drop your pants.
Drop your drawers.
Spread them.
Yeah. Bring me the rib spreader. Oh, man. Could you imagine being in that courtroom?
I'd pay $1 million to be at that court
hearing. Fuck it. I'd pay $1 million to have jury duty on that shit, yes. Dude. You'd know, like, during the whole fucking thing, like, you would just hear snickers coming from the fucking juror's box. Like, his rectum. Excuse me. Is everything okay? Oh, no. We're good. Continue.
Just tickle in my throat.
What about his rectum? Like, we would be the
fucking
most
little kids,
the most
giggling,
immature jurors ever.
Oh, it'd be so. You know what's awesome? We could probably do that. Like, you can actually sign up to do jury duty here.
Really?
Yeah, as
for
a as a community
junk?
Service. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Like,
how cool!
They'll
that
actually
be?
Pay you a little bit of money to do it.
They oh,
like not
like,
much.
I don't
but
have
they
to
will.
Pay you a mil. Really? Will you pay me a mil? No, okay.
They don't pay you much
what,
at all.
Really?
But you do get money.
Okay, so he his butt swelled shut, not because of stapling. Varner said Watkins' habitual smoking, 2 packs a day, not to mention all that pole. At least a pack of pole a day.
Yeah.
contributed to his bowel problems because nicotine constricts blood vessels. Which is weird, because every time I have a cigarette in the morning, about once a week, it's just like, oh, there it is, time to poop. You know, like, I don't know. Maybe that's what it's saying. It constricts it, which means it pushes the poop out.
I don't know.
I don't know enough
I know,
about,
that's true,
I don't
though.
Know enough about the inside of my asshole to make a educated
You should
guess.
Know. You've been inside of them enough.
Yours, not mine.
I don't think so. My asshole is still A-okay.
A-okay as an asshole. Watkins then complained of increasing rectal pressure and an inability to pass gas, his lawsuit states. His wife's lawsuit, on the other hand, did not. She's like, no, that's cool, dude. He used to fart all the time. And I can just imagine this guy going in there and the doctor being like, okay, do you feel pressure now? And he's like, yeah. He's like, well, good, because my dick's in your ass. Like, really, dude?
So I might as well finish.
Right.
Now that I'm in here.
Can you pass gas now? No. Well, that's because my dick's still in your ass. Oh, come on.
Let's play who's in your ass.
Oh, okay. Ready?
Yep.
Okay. Ugh! Now, can you tell me who's in your
or
ass?
Or what? Yep, you guessed it. It's
your
my penis.
Penis. in a subsequent surgery, Castellano found that Watkins' rectum was closed because of staples, according to the lawsuit. He couldn't get past the staple line, Ladowski told jurors. How else do we know that his rectum was stapled shut? Most importantly, Dr. Castellano said so. He's like, man, I was in there, and I saw it. And I grabbed the staple remover. Now, you're going to feel some slight pressure. And that's about it for that story. So, they're basically, he wants money because of his butthole.
So, should we do our raging clue and then end it?
Did you read one?
I read one story.
I read one?
Yes.
We gotta do the blotter, too. Okay, yeah. We'll do the clue, we'll do the blotter.
All right.
And then we'll fuck out
I got
here.
The clue right here.
Okay.
The clue is, the raging clue is Pretty in Pink.
Pretty in Pink.
Pretty in Pink. What do you think it is?
All right. Pretty in Pink.
That's a really difficult one.
Pretty in Pink. I'm going to have to say it has to do with the inside of a body part.
Yeah, it's either the asshole or, like, the vagina.
Pretty in Pink. I'm going to have to say, oh, cool, he created the shit calendar. Hey, sorry, I'm reading the chat. Okay,
don't.
I won't. Okay.
Stop.
Pretty in Pink. I'm going to have to say my guess, my final answer, it's a vagina stretched out with a dress and some lipstick on it.
Or it's like that fucking...
No, that's my answer. What's yours?
I'm guessing it's like that dolphin sex picture.
Oh,
have
you
ever
seen
that? Can
you post the link in the chat, please?
Yeah. Well, I can post the link to the thread, or should
well,
I just...
Well, no. Copy that link. Right click, copy link, yeah, and then paste it in the actual chat.
Gotcha.
Okay, so Pretty in Pink. Yeah, I think it's something with a vagina being all dressed up to look like a girl.
It could be.
I'm
going to say it's an asshole.
An asshole?
It's got to be one of the two. One of us has got to be right.
All right. Well, ready? Do we wait for them, or is this just for us?
I don't think it matters.
Okay, well, are you guys ready?
I'm
Please,
ready.
Please, show me the link.
Come on, internet.
What is it?
I don't know, but the internet is going.
Come on, internet. Come
slow.
On. Come on, internet.
What the hell are you doing? I don't think the link I posted worked.
That is not
the link it went to.
Really, dude?
Really? Why is this going so slow?
Because we're streaming to like 20 fucking people right now.
This is killing me.
Oh!
What?
Oh! Come on!
Oh, it's her! She's holding her abortion!
Oh, that's her miscarriage!
It's a miscarriage! Look at how it's like a baby kitten!
Oh, kitty!
Poor kitty! Oh, what? The kids got it! Oh, the little girls got it too!
My God.
Really?
They're
fucking
like,
flush it down the toilet! God, put that cunt in the toilet. Look at it. It's like a tiny person.
That is so... look,
they put a hat on it. Well, don't dress it up.
Holy shit, dude.
What the fuck is wrong with you? In the title is Religious Lady Has Miscarriage and Keeps It.
That is... Way to go, God.
Fuck, I'll post this in the chat now.
That is amazing.
Oh, my God, that is awesome.
That is amazing. Very nice, 26. Well played. So it looks like we were both incorrect.
Very. I had no idea.
No idea. All right.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. All right, so thejamhole.com/forums. If you want to play this game, basically how it works, you find an image or a video on the internet. You post the link to it in thejamhole.com/forums under the Raging Clue section.
And then my pop-it filter has so much spit on it after that segment.
I know,
segment.
Dude. That was
like,
just...
It's covered now.
That was fucked up. I'm going to have nightmares about that.
Oh, little baby. You should not... Is it legal to keep it? Like,
if you're religious...
It's dead.
It's
like,
mine. This came out of my vagina. If I want to eat it, I'll eat it.
You know their dog's going to kid it and it's just going to eat it.
Mama. But what the fuck was I saying? Oh, yeah, Raging Clue. So if you guys are listening and you want to play this game with us, I mean, you guys give us the Raging Clue and then we have to figure out what it is.
And
so,
then we look at the picture.
Thejamhole.com/forums. Make yourself an account. Go to the Raging Clue section. You post a link to a picture during the show. We don't look at the picture until... We both guess what it is on the show, and then we paste the link in the chat so everyone else
can see. We won't even check that thread until we're going to do this segment.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'll see if there's any new posts, but we won't look at the pictures. Because, I mean, what do we
win
from
doing We shouldn't even look at the clue because then we have time to think about it.
Are we really going to ever guess one of these? It's like Pretty in Pink. Well, I'm going to have to say religious weirdo holding her dead aborted
baby. We got very
close.
How
did you know? Cheater!
We were very...
Cheater!
Hey, we were very close on just the tip.
I said a vagina with makeup on it, dude. Come on.
No, I said we were close with just the tip. The first one we did.
Well, yeah, but
I mean,
was
we
the
got the penis
one.
Part.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. Anyway, are you ready for the blotter?
Yes, please. All right. Flathead police blotter. Oh, I forgot I pasted it. I was like, where is it?
Oh, cool.
Okay, so this is something we do every Wednesday. We kind of stopped doing Craigslist every Mondays and Fridays because there just isn't enough new things, and a lot of it was spam, and I don't know. I like doing the confessions better. So we do still do the blotter. Every Wednesday we do this shit. So, because every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m., thejamhole.com, we do news, and it has to do with the most fucked up shit we can find for that day, or just locally, recently, right, on the internet. This is the blotter. This is the fucked up shit that happens where we live.
These are the 911 calls that dispatch gets, basically.
Basically, this is what we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. 12:03 a.m., three or four men, we're not sure, were fighting. A car was damaged. I'm willing to bet alcohol was involved. Just saying.
It always is.
I know, right?
Always.
That dead baby, alcohol was probably involved.
Yeah. 12:56 a.m., a 20-year-old man and his significant other were drinking at a man's house in Creston. The man had an AK-47 rifle, yes, hanging on his wall. The 20-year-old said he wanted to shoot it.
Yes.
Of course, after drinking. So they went... No, no, let me finish. So they went for a drive. He got out of the car to shoot the gun.
A logical next
step. But seconds
later,
he was screaming for help. Somehow, he had been shot in the chest. The victim was airlifted to Kalispell Regional Medical Center. The incident is still under investigation.
So, we're drinking. Mm-hmm. Nice AK.
I want to shoot it now that I'm fucking shit-faced.
Let's hop in my car, because I'm shit-faced.
Right, so we should drive drunk.
We'll drive drunk to go shoot this AK.
Yeah, this automatic fucking
somehow,
rifle.
Somehow, you got shot in the chest. I don't know how it happened. I'm drunk. Hey, I was drunk.
He should have remembered the five Bs.
I have a better idea. Yeah. How about we shoot it right here? Oh, man. This is going to be sweet on YouTube. Oh, wow. 2 a.m. Someone's 17-year-old grandson came home drunk.
Come on.
Jesus. Really? Like 911 emergency?
All three of these were drinking.
Hi, my grandson, he's 17. He came home drunk.
And I'm a tattletale.
No, but it gets better. He was hitting people and ripped all the phones off the wall before he went to the small trailer he resides in behind his grandparents' house.
On Shady Lane.
Do your
Evergreen.
Hey, does your grandparents' house also have a trailer hitch? Because that's not a house. Wow. That's amazing. Like, how did you call 911, first of all, if he was hitting people and ripped all the phones out?
Cell phone.
Oh, word.
Word.
Word. See, that's what I'm saying, man. If you ever get into some shit with old people,
fucked.
You the first fucking thing you do, you take their... Hey, can I borrow your cell phone? Fucking boom, smash it on the ground. And then, free game, man. You do whatever the fuck you want. Because,
exactly.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you going to use this to tattle on me? And then you slap them with it. Mm. Oh, it's fun. Mm. Douche. That's fun, huh? Douche, douche.
You like
Are
that?
Are we having fun yet? I am.
I know you're used to getting hit.
I know. You're old and you're a woman. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Don't hit elderly ladies.
No.
Unless they piss you off. 11:18 a.m., please.
Strawberries were offered to a girl from a man in a truck.
He's like, hey, I'll trade you these strawberries for your cherry.
Oh!
Hey! That's good. 12:57 p.m. A horse was tied to a tree. It had a broken leg. He shouldn't have done that. He's just a boy.
I reckon he shouldn't have done that.
So that's like stage one. Horse breaks his leg. Stage two, tie horse to the tree. Stage three,
leave.
Shoot the horse in the head. I mean, that's what you
they
do.
They forgot
you tie,
that one.
Well, he was coming back, maybe.
No, they were probably... What happens, they were probably riding horses really stoned or
I
something.
I have no more bullets in my AK. Fuck.
No, they were probably got really stoned riding horses that broke its leg. We're like...
Well, what? Well, the horse was stoned?
No, the people riding it. And so they're like, well, fuck, we'll tie it up here
right,
so it can't get away, and we'll shoot it. But after they tied it up, they forgot since they were so stoned, and they just left.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's
because I'm stoned and I'm riding the horse, which makes the horse stone, right? You're an idiot, Brady.
That's
Have you
not,
ever ridden a horse before?
That's not... How did
the
you get
The horse is just going to do its thing.
What are you talking
you
about?
You said they were stoned and that's why the horse broke his leg.
No, they were stoned. That's why they forgot to shoot it after they tied it up.
But why did the horse break his leg in the first place?
Because
that's what
that
I'm
shit happens.
Oh, because shit happens.
Yeah, that's...
Because this is not a perfect world.
I don't know. It walked in a pothole. However the
okay.
fuck that happened.
1:58 a.m. A sheriff's deputy who pulled into the Wong driveway in Summers.
Don't even.
Ended up backing his patrol car into an embankment. That's embarrassing.
Good
huh?
job.
So you're a cop. You're the sheriff deputy. You roll up into this driveway. This is the wrong place. Reverse. Douche, right? Oh, I would have paid to see that. Just squad car. That would have been so awesome.
7:25 a.m. Someone who lives near the train yard in Whitefish is upset because they hear train whistles in the middle of the night. Like, that's what happens when you live next to
you,
train tracks.
Did you not notice the huge fucking train yard when you're like, oh, why is this place so cheap? Oh, I don't know. That's a good realtor right there.
Yeah.
7:57 a.m. A portable toilet was damaged over the weekend. Damaged and straight up disrespected, yeah. son.
8:23 a.m. A hiker in the Bob Marshall Wilderness hasn't returned. It's not the first time the man has done it either. His wife is worried because, once again, he didn't tell her when or where he would come out.
And you know what? The Bob Marshall is a huge fucking place.
That's a like, big place to get lost
there's
in.
There's people, I'm not even making this up, there's people that live in there.
Yeah.
That nobody knows about.
No.
Like, it's just...
It's so
it's
far
so
out there.
Expansive that
like yeah no cell phone game. Reception
no,
no
dude,
this, anything
this is the ideal idea of isolation
yeah no like, electricity no
you
running
need
water
to disappear or you need a place to bury and make someone else disappear
yeah
you go to the Bob
yeah, yeah. No one's gonna find you
except maybe Indians there are Indians up there and they will scalp you
yes they don't know about us really.
About people? Like, the white man, what the fuck is that?
No, they're
we're
so isolated.
We're just scalping people and getting drunk.
Yeah. They're still like they were in their natural habitat before we stole it
Wasn't
from them.
That kind of was their natural habitat, right?
Right.
Hey.
But we left that
don't
little area
that.
For them.
Don't say that. That sounds so bad. Before we came and liberated them.
We stole it.
We liberated
them. Killed
them,
them for their land.
We took something they were doing
made
completely.
Them slaves. Man,
you are so bad.
That's what happened.
How do you sleep at night knowing that?
It sucks, I know.
A lot
the
of
price
drugs.
Of knowing the truth, I guess.
I know. 11:25 a.m.
Wait, just imagine how much worse it would be knowing that and being an Indian.
Wait, do I still get my casino?
Possibly.
Then fuck
depends.
It.
Do you live on the reservation?
Possibly.
Well, then you don't have to pay taxes either. That's what we'll
yes.
give you that
then,
for.
Then yes,
yeah.
Oh, you mean
that's how nice we are.
You mean I don't have to pay taxes to you, white man that came in
and stole
and
it,
took
blank.
My
yeah.
That is so kind of you, white man.
And we'll also give you a whole res full of meth and casinos where you can just be fucked up all the time
and not have to pay taxes.
Nope, and they actually get paid money,
dude. I'm
to live
in.
There.
Me, I will live there and podcast.
I'm pretty sure
forever.
That I'm pretty sure that a lot of like full-blooded Indians, like if they live on a reservation, like every month they get like a check.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I wish that could happen. You know, you guys keep clicking on thejaml.com/donate, all those Google ads, we will be getting checks every month.
Yes.
And, oh, man, we're going to have cameras so soon.
And
dude,
once we get $100 for my Google ads, we'll get they'll send us the
yeah,
money.
It has to accumulate $100. But
yeah.
Can you guys imagine not only hearing the show live, but seeing this shit?
Yeah.
Like, you guys have no idea what goes on here. I'm naked. You didn't know that?
He's not really.
Well, I got my shirt off because it's fucking hot. But no, like, oh, you know how much more fun we'd have? Like, I would be, like, you'd be reading your story and I would sneak off and start humping your face. Oh, we would have
you
so
be able
much
to.
Fun.
That wasn't very sneaky.
Well, that's fun because there was no audio for that. It's not like you were like, ah, my face.
Oh, yeah.
Get your dick out of my face.
Why is your dick in my mouth?
You disgusting motherfucker. All right, continue, please.
I think it's your turn. 11:54 a.m.
A man found... No, 11:25 a.m. Someone is putting nails in another person's driveway on Hockaday Lane in Lakeside.
Oh, joke's on you.
Oh, hey, now my tire's flat.
Oh, wait, they already siphoned my gas. I can't back out anyway.
Oh, joke is on me.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I stole that gas from somebody else. Joke's
so,
on you.
Yeah, so I don't
I have
care.
A better idea. That's what SAD's all about.
11:54 a.m. A man found his 1974 hardtop Camaro that appeared to be have been chopped up for parts. It had no motor for starters. The car, which was recovered near the old sawmill in Corum, was reported stolen in 1994.
Holy shit, over 10 years ago?
Yeah.
You just now found it?
Oh, hey, there it is.
That must have been one bitchin' Camaro.
Yeah, well, they chopped the shit out of it.
It was. 12:27 p.m., a 7 and a 9-year-old
were having sex
in a park in Big Fork.
They didn't want to go to school.
Were those Rain's children? Maybe? No.
Are they that old?
No. A 7 and 9-year-old were hiding out at a park in Big Fork, shooting the pills they stole from their parents.
Instead
the
of going to school.
The 7-year-old's like, hey, I got some weed I took from my parents. The 9-year-old's like, I have a better idea.
Here's
these
some
pills
oxy
I got from my parents.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this needle.
And the kid's like, I have a better idea. Yeah. Here's a needle.
Yeah.
All right.
4:38.
Oh, sorry. They were at the park in Big Fork. They didn't want to go to school.
Yeah, they were hiding.
Right.
4:38 p.m. A man who seemingly came out of nowhere tried to grab another man who was getting his mail.
That's what we were talking about the other day, I think on a Monday show. Like, when people are driving and they get into accidents, they're like, I don't know, he came out of nowhere. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, because I learned how to materialize. And my car.
Well, it's
you fucking
no,
idiot.
It's just because they didn't see them coming at
right,
them.
Because you didn't look.
Well, because he was looking at his mailbox because he was getting his mail.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about driving because that's like the main excuse. Like, I just turned and he came out of nowhere.
Like he was just right there.
There was a big cloud of smoke and poof, there he was.
Yeah, I was like, whoa.
What the
magic.
Fuck? The fuck is that? So, was he getting his female? Because then I can maybe understand it. But,
no.
Like, what are you doing, dude?
He was getting his mail out of his mailbox. Someone came up to him and tried to grab him.
Why, though? Like,
I fucking don't know. I don't think he knows. It
that's
doesn't.
Weird.
That's all it says.
5:26 p.m. A teenage boy is going to rake the driveway, if you know what I mean. No. he was going to rake the driveway he tore up with a four-wheeler.
Hmm.
Wow. Like, I'm going to go ride my four-wheeler through your yard. Now you have to rake my yard.
Take that.
Yeah. Did you learn? Hey, he's like, I have a better idea. Go fuck yourself.
Wee. I'm gone.
All right. Finish it up for us here.
8:58 p.m. A couch surfer was kicked out of Ridgewood Drive home in Kalispell.
A couch surfer, a.k.a. your douchebag best friend that's like, oh, yo, bro, can I just chill here for a bit? It's hella bad over at my house.
They're like a couch potato.
My parents hella kicked me out, bro. I promise no gay stuff, bro.
Truth.
26 says, Matt, you need to do the blowjob thing before cameras so that listeners have to guess when you come. Yeah, that is true.
Well, there'll be a mic there.
But amateur bondage would be amusing as well. Yeah, because she has ball gags and all that shit, too. We're going to come and do a whole BDSM fucking special. You don't even know about that. Oh, man. So is that it? You got anything else?
That's it.
Anybody else have anything else here? Anything else? I'm actually, like, waiting for them to respond. We need to figure out how to get rid of this lag. I don't know. Is there anything else in the feedback?
No, I just checked it.
All right. Well, as per usual, you guys can go to thejamhole.com for all Jamhole related things. Check out our side menu. Check out our other stuff. Check out our friends. Many great things at thejamhole.com. If you ever want to get in touch with us, the easiest way is to email info@thejamhole.com. We will both get that email and, you know, we'll always respond to you guys.
Always.
Even if it's just like, cool, dude. Like, I don't know. I'm into talking. I mean, we don't get bombarded. Like, I can see it, like, if we got, like, 5,000 emails a day.
Or 100.
Granted,
or, like,
I would still eventually get to them all, but not, like, soon.
But it'd be hard to reply to all of those.
Right.
Especially if it's, like, there's a lot to say.
Basically, what I'm saying is talk to us while you still can.
26 says do a jam hole porno. Like separate scenes with hosts.
Holy
and,
shit! Like
guest fucking bitches.
Like my unreleased released sex tape. I need yes.
You
need,
and then you'll be famous.
Yes,
because that always
famous.
Makes people more famous.
Yes, that's
and then they
awesome.
Sell it for tons of money.
Do you think I should? Because the sex tape is like the go-to thing when your career is going down. Like,
right.
I should maybe wait for my career to take off and then start going
or,
down.
Like, maybe have a
that,
career first
to pull that ace card. You
yeah,
know?
You need to have a career before. Wrong.
I'm working on that.
Okay.
Okay.
One day.
So yeah, thejamhole.com. Email us info at thejamhole.com. Please, thejamhole.com/forums. That shit is fucking awesome. Go there, sign up. It's free. That's where we're all at. You can have an account. You can upload pictures, videos, fucking... It's all there. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. If you guys do, enjoy the show. It's a free show. We will never charge for it like that douchebag over at Distorted View. So, yeah, if you guys do like the show, show some support. Be our jockstrap. TheJamHole.com/donate. And if you don't have any money or you're just a Jew, then just click on some fucking ads. I don't care.
But don't click on them too many times.
Right.
Just click on each
like
ad once
a couple
every
ads,
day.
Once a day. That's yeah. all we need. Just like when you go there, if you check the site, click on the ads. That's it. Once yeah. a day. That's good.
Whenever you go there, just do it.
Exactly.
TheJamHole.com/vote. Nominate
vote.
Us.
Nominate us. Any category you want with special attention being paid to the mature category.
Because yes.
that's the one we really want to focus on. Mm-hmm. But I think it'd be cool to just do it for all of them. Like,
yeah.
where they, can you please have your fans stop nominating you?
Well,
we understand.
I mean, we definitely got to be nominated for comedy and mature because that's all
yeah,
this
and
really
best
is.
Produce. I mean, yeah. do we not produce a good fucking show?
It's good.
Makes my dick get hard. yeah, vote for us on Podcast Alley. We haven't really been plugging that much because I don't give a shit, but I mean, if you guys want something to do that. That also helps the show. All this shit is for you, not me. It helps the show. So if you want us to be here for a long time, help the show. If not, fuck yourself. I don't care. We have youtube.com/thejamhole, twitter.com/thejamhole. Follow us, be our friend, be our YouTube buddy. myspace.com/thejamholepodcast. We have Facebook, we have StumbleUpon, we have all that shit. So just go to thejamhole.com, check it all out, and we will be back Friday with Matt for episode 91.
Hopefully
what?
Matt will be here.
Oh, no, he will be, I think.
Okay.
He,
good.
After all the shit we talked about Sean and him kind of bailing,
he
I don't
can't.
Think he would. I don't
he
think
can't
he can.
Bail now.
He's like, man.
He's in too deep.
Man, yeah.
Like,
you
we already,
that, son?
Like,
you're
we,
in too deep.
We already put it on. Like, you're going to bail one day just like your brother, we know. And he's like,
yeah,
that, I won't.
I'm expecting it.
I won't. So
don't
now
say
we
that.
Can't.
Don't say that.
Yeah.
Because you will.
Yeah.
I know your genes,
and
mister.
Then we're going to fuck you up.
I will fuck your face up. All right. Well, yeah, that's all we got for you guys. We'll see you Friday. Bye.
Later.